Blog Talk Radio.
Do you know God has called you? Do you know your purpose? Let us help you get on cue.
I learned more about the heart of leadership than the art of leadership. What Eric Powell does in this session is make the leader in you come alive.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to On Cue Radio. I'm your stand-in host, Kennedy Powell. Thanks for joining. Friends, no matter if you are the sister or the aunt, the mother or the daughter, no matter the role, you have a purpose and you're a leader in that purpose. Today, my purpose is to stand in for my dad, whose voice is recovering. But in general, our goals are simple, to inspire and equip all to lead where they are. In other words, get us on cue with God's will, on cue with his calling on our lives, essentially our purpose, and get others on cue with that purpose. What is Q? It is how Nehemiah, a model transformational leader, led a starved, broken, desperate, and isolated people in building a wall and closing the gaps around ancient Jerusalem in a way of life. He see you eat them up. Q is an acronym for C, common ground, what can we agree on, the why. U for unified thought, what vision can we share, the what. And E, equally yoked, what is the end game and what is my role, the how. Q Leadership integrates biblical principles of leadership using a Nehemiah as the model and helping you to get you, one, to get people to trust you, and two, to get people to follow you, discipleship. Trust and discipleship is the axis of leadership. As we all always do, we're going to start with a prayer. Lord, you have powerful, loving, and merciful eternal God. We thank you for this day. Lord, lead and bless this ministry, our audience, and all that are serving you. Lord, we know that this Q Leadership is your brainchild, our calling in your name. We honor you today by doing two things. One, give you the glory, and two, serving this generation through Q. Lord, your word shares in Romans 12:2, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Please use our ministry to complete my purpose, align, equip, and transform new leaders for your glory. Help others to hear the call, receive this call, and raise some transformational leaders and gatekeepers in your name. In Christ's name, amen. What to expect during our time today? You should expect to have a dialogue, a conversation about leadership based in God's word. Equip leaders with a roadmap to tap into the faith and building trust and discipleship, and highlight everyday leaders that are making a difference and that can testify to God's goodness in their own transformational. Our show is a lot of things, but is not to criticize, but to shine a light on some truth and love. It is not to tell you what to do, but to provide a different lens of seeing things. It is not to focus on the mere symptoms of a problem, but the root of the problem. Treat the infection, but not the running nose. So today, as with any day, be open that we hear the Lord and not me. Have the right questions, no matter the difference. Remember that this life is about love and surrender. And there will be difference in opinions, but let us do what a true transformational leader does. Let us agree without being disagreeable and be thought partners and have fruitful dialogue. Today, we celebrate our Mother's Day. Mothers, sisters, wives, aunts, cousins, grandmothers, and friends. Now take this from a teenager. When I think about Mother's Day, of course I think about my own mom. But then I quickly think about myself. Today is my birthday. Yes, I was born on Mother's Day in 1998. Thank you, Dad. Today is the second time that my birthday has landed on Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, but also happy birthday to me. When I think about Mother's Day, I think about love, sacrifice, faithfulness, protection, and wisdom. I think about my grandmothers who are always smiling, always humble, and unbelievably strong, always prayerful, similar to early Christ follower and dear friend Mary Magdalene. Also, if you did not get a chance to listen to our show last week, go back and listen. We were honored to have actress/director Chipo Chung, who plays Mary Magdalene on the new hit TV series, AD, The Bible Continues. Her character in the show is amazing, almost heroic strength as a mother of the first church that Peter established. She was phenomenal. When we go to the Word, we think about Exodus 20:12, honor your father and your mother, for your days may be long, a verse that we've all heard in our lives. God exhorts our parents and values honoring parents enough to include it in the Ten Commandments, and again in the New Testament. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth. Ephesians 6:1-3. Honoring parents is the first commandment with a promise, and the only one that promises a lifelong as a reward. Those who honor their parents are blessed. In contrast, those with a depraved mind and those who exhibit ungodliness in the last days are characterized by disobedience to parents. Solomon, the wise king, urged children to respect their parents in Proverbs 1:8. Although we may no longer be directly under their authority, we cannot outgrow God's command to honor our parents. Even Jesus, God the Son, submitted himself to both his earthly parents and his heavenly Father. Following Christ's example, we should treat our parents the way we would reverently approach our heavenly Father. Obviously, we are commanded to honor our parents, but what makes our mother so different and so special? As we prep for this week's show, we could have gone in many directions, but one post got us thinking a little. My dad's good childhood friend, Ms. Linda Clark, and a former guest of On Cue, posted a unique ask on Facebook this week. In preparation for in honor of Mother's Day, she asked to hear some of the familiar sayings moms used to say. She started with a few of her favorites. God don't like ugly. Only what you do for Christ will last. Dumb bunny, I love you more. A few of her friends added many more, but here are a few. Choose your friends wisely. You better have your butt in this house before those streetlights come on. A little of that goes a long way. This is hurting me more than you. Because I said so. I've heard that a lot. There are starving kids in Africa. Eat your food. Dad, did you hear that one?
Of course I did.
Mama knows best, and God don't like ugly. Or, get over here now, like we heard from Miss Toya Graham, who smacked and chased her son out of the streets of Baltimore. The nation is calling Miss Toya Graham a hero after she literally beat her son for being involved in the unrest in Baltimore. I use the same word hero. My mother is a hero, loving, smart, beautiful, tough, and passionate, and has a voice that others need to hear. What about you? So we asked some of our friends across the country to inbox us and tell us why their mothers are special, why are they heroes? Which leads to our question of the day. Hero Mom, why is yours one? After the break, we will begin our talk with our special guest who will answer our question of the day. Hero Mom, why is yours one? During the break, stay with us and call in and log in to share your thoughts. You can't afford to miss this. We are taking calls at 310-861-2331. To ask a question or make a comment, please press 1 on your telephone, which raises your hand virtually. You are welcome to log into our live chat to share what's on your mind, and I will chat with you during the break or during the show and bring you into the discussion. Friends, we would love to hear from you, so please call us at 310-861-2331. This is On Cue Radio. I'm today's host, Kennedy Powell. In honor of Miss Linda Clark, please listen to one of her songs, New Beginning, and we will be right back.
That's what I want to be, not what I used to be. Becoming all I'm meant to be. Not what I want to be. Not what I used to be. Becoming all I'm meant to be.
Radio. I'm your stand-in host, Kennedy Powell, as my dad regains his voice. Our mission here is to help you lead you where you are by getting us on cue with God's will and his purpose. Today's question is, hear a mom, why is yours one? And helping us with that is you. We asked our friends across the country to inbox us and tell us why their moms are heroes. So why are they special? So next we have Reverend Carl Wilson. Hello, Mr. Wilson, are you online?
Yes, I am. Good evening, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm blessed.
Amen. Well, thank you, brother, for joining us. My voice is coming back a little bit, and she's doing such a great job so far. So.
Amen.
Okay, so we're going to first start out with the questions that we always ask our guests. So the first one is, what is one word that describes you?
I would say dependable.
Okay, why?
Because when somebody asks me to do something for them, I tell them I might not have it ready in there, but I make a way to get it and make sure that they have it. I make my word as my bond.
All right, amen. The second question is, if money was no issue, what would you do every day?
If money was no issue, what would I do every day? I would live life as it is, one day at a time. Enjoy life.
Well, I guess we're going to jump right into it. So can you tell us about why your mom is a hero?
Well, to me, my mother is my hero because, one, growing up, and we grew up in my eyes, and my mother was there for us, raised us. And, being there, no matter when we got in trouble and then she's still by our side. You know, she didn't give up on us. She kept on telling us, Carl, you mess up, but this got to be a way for you to understand. You got to live by the mistakes you made. She would tell me not to give up. She would push me to just keep going forward. My mother raised me and my sister and my brother. She brought us a mighty long way. And I thank God for her. Even when I got in, no matter what kind of trouble I got in, she didn't turn her back on me. She was there for me. That's why I consider her my hero today.
She was dependable.
Yes.
Amen. So even from what lessons, if I can use part of my voice, what lessons do you share with folks from your mother? That those few one or two things that you always have to share with things that you learn from your mother.
Well, the one thing that I learned from my mother is how to be a good parent and to be there for your child, no matter what the situation is. To make sure that child has what it needs, even as a parent, if I don't have it, I make sure that my child have it, and I try to pass that on, not only to my kids, but to all the young kids.
Wow, no doubt. And even no doubt where she brought the word into your heart and your spirit very early too, right?
Oh yes, because being out there at Mizar and back to church, we had to get up and go to Sunday school. But later on, we transferred from Mizar into town, and that's what we joined Harrison Street back to church. I became an usher on the usher board of that secondary junior choir. And you're gonna be up for Sunday school on Sunday morning, no matter what. And you're gonna read the Bible. You're gonna learn it from Genesis to Revelation.
You can depend on that, right?
Amen. And then we was she always taught us to be in the different groups. And back then, they had the Psalm 8 meeting as well as the other group. group for the young men and stuff, the Crusaders. She made sure that we was part of that and that we was acting no matter whether it was in sports or whatever was going on during the summertime. We had to be acting.
I'm going to stop interrupting Kennedy, but I'm glad you said the Crusaders, because now she probably believed me about the Crusaders. We were all part of that in Mount Zion. So.
Yes, you were part of the Crusaders.
Yes, you were.
Thank you for calling in, and thank you for calling in, Reverend. I hope you have a great day.
Y'all do the same. Y'all take care. God bless you.
Okay, so next we have on Mrs. Erica Buford. You're on cue. Hi, how are you?
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
I'm doing well.
Well, hey, Erica, how are you? Kennedy's taking over today. My voice is recovering, so.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
So we're going to start with the two questions that we always start with our guests. So the first one is, what is one word that describes you?
One word that describes me is a blessing.
Oh, a blessing. Okay, can you elaborate a little bit?
Okay, the reason I said that I describe myself as a blessing is because I feel like that I'm a blessing to others as well as my family and all of my friends.
Okay, amen. And the second question is, if money was no issue, what would you do every day?
If money was no issue with me, what I would do was go about the earth, spreading the word of God and try to help all of my brothers and sisters be successful in all of those things that are issues in life that makes them just not feel worthy.
Amen. So I guess we're going to jump right into it again. Why is your mom a hero?
My mom became my hero back in 1971, which was the year I was born. I'm the youngest of three kids, and she was a single mother, and she did what she could to raise us and allow us to be the best that we can be at whatever it was that we were doing. And this past year, she has endured breast cancer. And she went through many months of chemotherapy, several days of radiation, and just endless hours of nausea, vomiting, poor appetite, inability to walk, lack of bodily functions. And, you know, she lost all of her hair, which is, you know, everyone knows that that's our crown and glory as a woman. And through all of that, she still found the courage to stand and continue to be the person, the fun-loving person that she has always been throughout our lives. And she's just, you know, the matriarch of our family.
Amen.
And through all of that, she still continues to be strong. She still continues to keep the family together, and she still strives to work and, you know, be a blessing to others.
Yeah, amen, Erica. If I jump in real quick, I know Kennedy probably met your mom when she was fairly young, but talk about the fun, the humor, the fun your mom's always bringing to life to people.
Yes, she is life herself. You know, all of my friends growing up, always, we never got a chance to spend the night with anybody because they always liked coming to our house because my mother allowed them to be who they wanted to be without many restrictions. Of course, you know, we all were children, but my mama just allowed them to have fun and just be kids. And that was the life of the party when she was around. And she's always been herself, and no matter who she comes in contact with, she's always putting a smile on their face. She never meets a stranger. She's a strong, God-fearing woman, and, you know, she is my hero today, and she will always be my hero.
Amen. So since you talked about your mother going through breast cancer, it reminded me of my grandfather who went through cancer as well. Although he really didn't have any troubles with his cancer, it really didn't affect him that much. Can you just talk about what you learned from that, the lessons that you learned, and how that even made her even more of a hero in your eyes?
Well, first of all, I want to say that breast cancer is one of many illnesses that my mother has. Ever since I was probably 16 years old, my mother has suffered from severe rheumatoid arthritis. She has congestive heart failure. She has emphysema, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. She suffered a broken foot in six places over the years, and then they had to go back and break it again about 5 years ago. She suffered from seizures, just a number of things, but that has never stopped my mother. And, you know, with her having all of that, she never gave up. And so what I have learned from my mother is no matter how hard it gets, no matter how bad it seems, no matter where you live, don't give up and always make the best at what it is that you have. It's not about who has the biggest house, the finest car, or the most money. It's about, at the end of the day, being happy.
Right, letting nothing steal your joy.
Right, right.
Okay, also, as a teenager myself, what advice would you give someone who's, like, the same age as me and is going through, like, losing their hair? As you said, it was, like, the crown of glory for women. So what advice would you give to girls my age who are going through that?
It's not what I've learned from my mother is not what you see on the outside. It's what's inside your heart. You know,
right.
God judges your heart. And, you know, we can be the prettiest woman or man in the world or the most handsome man in the world, and it's still not, you know, be what you want it to be. So basically what I would say to that is, don't allow people to judge you from what they see on the outside, and don't judge others from what you see on the outside. You need to get a chance to know that person for who they really are, and you won't get a chance to find that out until you see what's inside the heart. So it's not the outer appearance, it's what we have in our heart. So no matter if we have long hair, short hair, or no hair, we are who we are, and we can't change that. So
absolutely.
If you have no hair, you can get a wig. If you have no money, God will bless you day by day. But if you have what's inside your heart, nobody can take that away from you.
Ooh, that's powerful. Amen.
Yes. Amen. So let's go on a little different subject. What was my dad like growing up?
What was my dad like?
No,
my dad.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
My dad,
Eric.
Oh, what was your dad like?
Mm-hmm.
Your dad, he has always been laid back, nonchalant, never let anyone saw him sweat, no matter how difficult of a time he was going through or no matter of how good things happened to him. He never let anybody saw that. And that's a key to living in life. You can't let, if people know what you're going through is bad, they're going to continue to hammer down on that and your situation will get worse. If people know that you're going through good, they're going to, like you all say, they're going to player hate on it. And when they player hate on you, then if it's going good, it won't be long before it starts to be bad. So Eric has always been nonchalant. He's always been one straightforward. He's always, you know, been in the books, got his lesson. He was around some of the most popular guys in school, and it wasn't because him trying to fit in with that crowd. It was just because they liked him for who he was.
Mm.
Well, thank you. Thank you, sister.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
For sharing with us tonight and thank this week as well. And pass my love to your mother. And, you know, she's a special lady.
I will. Family
to us, this entire community. And if you ever meet Ms. Ethel, you will never forget her, no doubt. The joy and the spirit
kind of
oozes through as soon as you step out of the car into the house. You know who she is. So, well, great. Well,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you all. Thank you all. And thanks for the opportunity. And God bless you all.
God bless you. So thank you, Reverend Wilson and Mrs. Buford. We're going to go to a break. So after the break, we will continue with other callers. So stay with us. You can't afford to miss this. Call us at 310-861-2331. You are welcome to log into our live chat room to share what's on your mind, and I can bring you into the discussion. We would love to hear from you, so please call us at 310-861-2331. This is On Cue. I'm your host, Kennedy Powell. In honor of another leading lady, Mrs. Lindsay Benedict, please listen to one of her songs, Hunter's Rife. We will be right back.
I'm a hunter's wife. There's strange things in my freezer, right next to the frozen pizza. Laundry's piled with camouflage, got deer heads hanging on my wall. At the beauty shop. When I get home, he's busy cleaning, cutting up some turkey, fish, or venison. He puts good food on the table. Oh, baby, that's what I like. I'm a hunter's wife. If it ain't deer season, then it's duck season. Then comes turkey season. Forget to mention, if it ain't turkey season, then he's gone fishing. Then it's deer season again. Oh Lord, it never ends. Oh Lord, it never ends. I am a hunter's wife. Let me tell you what it's like to live a day in my life. While he's waiting on that perfect shot, it's ladies' night out at a restaurant. And when I get home, he's busy sleeping, dreaming about some turkey, fish, or venison. Put good food on the table. Oh, baby, that's what I like. He's my man. I'm a hunter.
You are listening to On Cue Radio. I'm your stand-in host, Kennedy Powell, as my dad regains his voice. Our mission here is to help you lead you where you are by getting you on cue with God's will and his purpose. So today's question is, Hero Mom, why is yours one? Helping us with that is you. So we asked our friends across the country to inbox us and tell us why their mothers are special and why they're heroes. So if you would like to call in, please call in at 310-861-2331 if you would like to share why your mom is a hero. So as I said before, we asked our friends across the country to inbox us and tell us why their moms are special and why they are heroes. And we had one of our friends of On Cue share a post, even though he could not listen in tonight. He said, I will not be able to listen, but I want to say why my mother is a hero. As you know, my mother taught fourth grade for over 25 years. By conservative estimate, she taught over 1,000 students in Butler County. She truly cared about teaching and only retired when she had to because of her health. She is now in her final stage of Lewy body dementia and can't speak or take care of herself. However, her legacy exceeds just me, Julie, and her grandchildren. It extends to the 1,000 students that she taught and loved. Teachers are very special, especially my mom, who used to be a teacher. My dad responded that your mom is a hero, and her legacy lives in the 1,000 students that you taught, and the 10 to 20 times that of those that 1,000 students raised, taught, or impacted. Her impact duplicates and replicates through the generations.
Yeah, that was a good friend, Brandon Sellers, who's whose his mother is, as he was talking about, who's impacted so many different kids. And forgive me for my voice as well. And I think there's a lot of individuals who experience what his parents, his mother's going through at this point. And we've even had a show on dementia in last year as well, where my sister, who's an expert, a national expert around this, came and kind of talk about how do you manage it and how you deal with it, not only just from a physical, spiritual, but also just a mental perspective on how and to deal with that. But, you know, along the way, too, you know, one of the first studies that came on dementia and Alzheimer's, my sister was a part of in Southern California some years ago. And what really drove her to be a part of that was really seeing my grandmother Eva go through what she went through. Not many studies have been done in the early 90s around this. And it was a challenge, it was a learning curve we all had to get under. And so I know my mom is listening right now, and she's on the call. And so I don't want to put her on the spot, but if she's open to just talking about what her mother meant to her and while she was a hero. Mother Dare, if you don't mind me putting you on the spot, welcome to the show. Sarah Powell. Did we miss her?
She's still on.
She probably out if she got his own mute or so forth. But my mother Eva was one of those ladies that was an anchor. She was also a matriarch of our family, and I tell you, she was very 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 humble, very very Christ following. She was one of those individuals that really didn't need a Bible lots of times because that's all she read, and she knew it through and through. And ultimately that legacy carries on not only from my mom and her sisters, but also through my sisters as well. And so, you know, even I guess the question is for me, while I have the floor here, while I still have some voice right now, if you think about my own mother, you know, when I think about her, you know, I guess I think about a humble, faithful, dependable, life-giving, joy individual that was always consistent. And I probably heard under that mother and that father, for your days be long for a long, long time. And I talk about it in my book that I published as well recently. It's talking about her as being an anchor. And as part of this, no matter what the challenges were, no matter what the deal, the issues, the successes, and I think that's what Erica, one of our guests, just alluded to, was trying to make sure you be consistent no matter what good times or the bad. It's probably because of my mom's smile, because no matter how hard our things, tough or things were, her smile carried us through so much along the way. And so whenever there's good or bad or so forth, it was, you know, you look for or that smile, that reassurance that all things was going to work out. And we knew all things were going to work out, even though we were worried a little bit, but her faith was not just placed in us or others, excuse me, but mostly just all in God. He knew he was going to work it out in time. And that was an anchor. That's an anchor that we all, and that's why she's my hero in so many different ways. And being consistent throughout our entire years and being consistent with everybody she meets. And so she's someone that's always on program somewhere, someone saying someone's welcome or so forth. And my mom's almost closing in on, can I say, a seasoned lady's age? Can I say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can say she's almost 80 coming up. But she's never had license or so forth, but she's always everywhere. So
yeah. So
either she's not necessarily just hitching a ride, but everybody's looking for her, asking for her that she wants to ride too. And so because she's always consistent, dependable, and with a smile no matter where she is. And I imagine she's probably going to 3 or 4 churches a day, and that's usually her Sunday event. So happy Mother's Day to mom. I hope I didn't scare her off the phone. And she might, she may not, she may have had it on and walked away from the line. But that's where we are. But, so Kennedy, while I still got a few moments of voice, you know, why is your mom a hero?
Actually, been thinking about this whole entire time. Why my mom's a hero? Well, she always sees the positive side. I mean, anytime where I'm going through struggles or I'm, like, struggling in school, not struggling in school, but, like, I'm stressed out about school or track or anything, she's always there, you know. She always has the brighter side of things. And I always, like, I need that in my life because sometimes I don't always see the brighter side of things. So her smile and she's smart. She knows exactly what to say whenever I need it. She knows exactly what to say, and it always helps me out. So she's the perfect mom for me. I mean, she's been with me forever, and I don't know what I would do without her. She's my hero. She's always positive. I try to be happy like her.
But she can be stern as well. Right?
Of course. I mean, she's disciplinary when she needs to be, but it's always out of love. Everything she does for Carson and me is out of love. So that's why my mom's my hero.
That's why your mom is a hero. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. And so, you know, if do we have anyone else on the line? We just have one more caller who is coming in. Hopefully he's probably a little late here. But ultimately, you know, I'll take this moment, too, while we're talking about Ty Chandra. If you will, your mother, and as a mother in so many different ways, where, you know, when I think about Ty, I guess an analogy that comes in my mind is a velvet iron, right? She's a velvet iron where she's tough on the inside, she can be soft, you can mistake her looks and being prissy, and so forth. It really can fuel you in so many different ways, but it's pretty consistent and strong and loving in so many different ways. I think she's probably, and some terms you'll say that she's a big cheerleader, not only for me in so many different ways. She's my hype woman, right? She'll hype me up. At the same time, she's a reality checker of where not only just helping see things and have the right clarity and so forth or along things, but also helping confront realities about yourself, about different situations, and seeing things totally different. And so I just love her for that. I mean, those are you're the normal things of being a great mother, being consistent, being loving her children, loving me, loving God. And she's a very, 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 very powerful woman. Later on, I'll give her another word. She's always seemed to be one step ahead of me, mm-hmm. and I thank God for sending her so many years ago. I guess it's almost 22 years ago now that we met and been with each other. So definitely we dedicate this show to her and others as well. So you want to just take a quick break and give our audience a chance to, our guest a chance
yes.
to call in?
So we're going to take a quick break, so please call us at 310-861-2331. You're listening to On Cue Radio. I'm your host, Kennedy Powell, as my dad regains his voice. So if you have anything to share about your mother, please call in. We'll be happy to have you. You can't miss this. So we will be right back.
By getting them on cue with God's will, by getting them on cue with His calling on their lives. Let us help you get on cue.
How powerful is your leadership? Do people trust you? Would people follow you if you were not their boss, not their parent, not their sibling, not their commanding officer. Let us help you get on cue.
I learned more about the heart of leadership than the art of leadership. What Eric Powell does in this session is makes the leader in you come alive.
Do you know God has called you? Do you know your purpose? Let us help you get on cue.
It should be a mandatory part of every church pre-membership class, every school leadership program. I think this curriculum effectively used not only positions a person for better leadership, but positions a person for better life.
Thank you for staying with us. This is On Cue Radio. I'm your host, Kennedy Powell. And our mission here is to help you lead you where you are and get you on cue with God's purpose. So today's question is, Hero Mom, why is your mom a hero? Helping us with that is you. And we also have our next special guest, our in-house historian. She's known for her Fun Fact Friday on Facebook. The beautiful, accomplished historian, history enthusiast, Ty Powell, a.k.a. my mother. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing awesome.
That's great. First, I would like to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, and a special Happy Mother's Day to the women who don't have their mothers in their lives that have passed on. I really would like to say she's there with you in spirit, and don't feel bad on this day.
Okay, so I guess we're just going to get right to it. So, who started Mother's Day, and why was it needed?
Well, actually, Mother's Day was started as a result of a female activist during the 1870s, a female writer by the name of Julie Ward Howe. She wrote a battle hymn of the Republic, which suggested that they wanted peace during the time of the Civil War. So she pleaded for other mothers to come together to help them stop the Civil War for both sides. She wanted to stop bloodshed. That's what she wanted. So as a result of that, a woman by the name of Anna Jarvis, mother, was actually alive during the time that Julie Ward Howe started the movement, and her mother passed away. And so Anna Jarvis wanted to continue the fight that her mother had started. So she started it, and actually Anna had no children, but wanted to carry out her mother's wishes on having a day for moms. Anna tirelessly campaigned, arguing that American holidays were biased towards men. Ooh. So it was actually started for as a women's suffrage movement.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
So when was it officially a calendar holiday?
It officially was signed a calendar holiday May 8, 1914, by President Woodrow Wilson. He signed a joint resolution designating the second Sunday in May as a Mother's Day.
Okay. So why did Jarvis try to remove the holiday off the calendar?
Well, as with most of our holidays in America, it became so commercialized, and Jarvis didn't like that. She wanted it to originally be a private holiday that was reserved privately for families to just take your mother to church, go visit your mother,
yeah.
give her a white carnation to wear as a badge of honor. And as a result of the Mother's Day, as we all know, it became such a huge commercial
yes.
success, and she did not like that. In fact, she fought tirelessly to get rid of the holiday.
Oh, wow. Well, okay. So, for you, why is the holiday special?
The holiday is special for me because of my mother, my beautiful mother, Latricia Thomas. She is a wonderful, spirited lady. She goes out of her way to help others. She
mm-hmm.
gives clothing. As you know, she's
yes.
helping churches. She goes to churches all day long to just give of herself, not only physically, monetarily. She's there for others. Anytime you need her, she'll be there instantly. So, and also, it's a very, very special day for me because I got my first ever Mother's Day gift from Eric on Mother's Day. Kennedy Powell. It was
Aww.
Her was born on my first Mother's Day. Happy birthday, Kennedy.
Thank you.
She actually turned 17, so we share this day together.
Yes, we do. So let's act like it's Fun Fact Friday, but Fun Fact Sunday. So what other fun facts do you have about Mother's Day?
Okay. So, as we talked about Jarvis not liking the commercialized Mother's Day,
mm-hmm.
it is said that approximately $14 billion is spent on Mother's Day.
Whoa.
Yes, that is crazy.
Whoa.
Another fun fact is it... In what was formerly Yugoslavia, children would tie up their mother on Mother's Day. The only way she could get free would be if she would pay her children with treats.
That's not Mother's Day at all.
Right, right. And the last fun fact about Mother's Day is Chinese family names begin with a sign that means mother. This is a great way to pay tribute to their mothers who have passed away.
Okay.
So that was something that I didn't know, and I was like, wow, that's amazing. So,
so you have anything else to share?
That's about it. I think later on your dad's going to ask me to read the poem, the proclamation.
Go ahead and read it.
I'll go ahead and read it. Okay. The proclamation that was actually written by Mrs. Howe that started the movement. And this proclamation, if you listen to the words, and I'll ask Eric to put it up on the website, it really is heart-wrenching because it applies not only to yesterday but to today and the issues that we face, that our young men face in society. And I'm calling out to all our mothers today to ask you all to pray with us and to listen to the words of this poem so we may pray for our young children, our young male children especially, that are out there and that they make correct decisions and do us proud. So I guess you want me to
go ahead and go ahead.
Okay. So it begins. Arise, then, women of this day. Arise, all women who have hearts, whether your baptism be of water or of tears. Say firmly, we will not have questions answered by irrelevant agencies. Our husbands will not come to us reeking with carnage for caresses and applause. Our sons shall not be taken from us to unlearn all that we have been able to teach them of charity, mercy, and patience. We, the women of one country, will be too tender of those of another country to allow our sons to be trained to injure theirs. From the voice of devastated earth, a voice goes up with our own. It says, disarm, disarm. The sword of murder is not the balance of justice. Blood, does not wipe our dishonor, nor violence indicate possession. As men have often forsaken the plow and the anvil at the summons of war, let women now leave all that may be left of home for a great and earnest day of counsel. Let them meet first as women to bewail and commemorate the dead. Let them solemnly take counsel with each other as to means whereby the great human family can live in peace, each bearing after his own time to sacred impress, not of Caesar, but of God, in the name of womanhood and humanity, and earnestly ask that a general congress of women without limits of nationality may be appointed and held at some place deemed most convenient and the earliest period consistent with its objects, to promote the alliance of different nationalities, the amicable settlement of international questions, the great and general interest of peace. A Mother's Day Proclamation, Julia Ward Howe, 1870.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you. That was beautiful.
Yeah, wow, you're because you're so right that there's applications here today. And even one line that struck me, was a few struck me. We talk about the sword of murder. What did it say?
The sword of murder is not the balance of justice. Blood does not wipe our dishonor, which means that, you know, I take it to mean that, you know, fighting injustice with injustice will never bring about justice.
Never stand.
It never will.
Never stand.
We have to find another way.
No matter you're talking about Ferguson, Baltimore, Grand Prairie,
right.
Greenville,
right.
New York.
Right. Exactly right. We have to fight another way, and it can't be with our fists. It can't be with weapons. It has to be another way, mm-hmm. and we have to come together and pray about it.
Right. And then so we can live in peace.
So we can live in peace.
You talk about peace and justice. No justice, no peace.
Right.
But you can't get justice by the sword.
Right.
Unless it's the word of God.
Right.
Slicing the other way.
Right.
So the other thing that struck me too in this Mother Day plea, this proclamation, where it all started from, it mentions something not of Caesar, but of God.
Right.
Say that line again. It says.
It says, each bearing after his own time the sacred impress, not of Caesar, but of God. In the name of womanhood and humanity, I earnestly ask that a general congress of women without limit of nationality.
Well, you talk about the point of not of Caesar.
Okay.
Not of Caesar, but of God. When you're talking about of government, it's about
right.
And God as the most reverent one.
Right.
Not the reverence.
Politicians,
what they say,
no matter
who they're from,
right.
No matter what color their skin, mm-hmm. no matter what the party is, if your accomplice is not on God,
right, it's not going to work.
This peace is not going to stand either.
Right, right, exactly right.
Yeah. Wow, this is powerful. So this proclamation
and
still stands today. Go ahead.
And also in the beginning of that line, it says, each bearing after his own time to sacred imprints. Empress, I take it to mean that everyone is after their own, we're looking at things with blinders on, we're only taking things as, how should I say this?
That's what's in it for them.
Right,
for them.
Exactly, and it can't be that.
The mean our culture.
Right, exactly. What she's saying is that it's not just for an individual, it's for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to take off our blinders and pray to God and find out what's the best method.
Right. And then it said something early about forsaking the plow and the anvil, about the let at the summing of war, basically say, put your guns down and start tilling.
Right.
You know, as we talk about mothers, we talk about parents, and the word tells us you will know them by their fruits, evil or good. And so once we start plowing and putting good seeds into the ground,
mm-hmm.
rather than those of war or revenge,
right, and
we'll continue to go through this cycle. Right?
And this was written during the Civil War, and for her to say to promote alliance of different nationalities, she was not promoting, you know, anything for the South to win or the North. She wanted it to stop. She wanted bloodshed to stop, period, for all nationalities, not just for Americans, but for everybody.
Right. Black or white.
White, yeah.
Rich or poor. Cross those boundaries. Anybody north or south of the Mason-Dixon.
Right, exactly.
Right?
As a mother, she wanted it to stop. As it said in the beginning of the poem, she says, you know, about her the kids being sent out to injure theirs, to allow our sons to be trained to injure theirs. So allowing your sons to be trained to injure other sons is not right.
Right. All of what we've heard tonight about, especially from our guests, about what mothers do, those mothers who, one mother talking about making sure they go to church, making sure they knew the word, the Bible, back and forth, being consistent, being dependable, smiling and being forceful and being, you know, not allowing their circumstances to steal the joy, and talk about Miss Edna, her cancer, and so forth,
right,
along the way. Those things are in
there,
threaded through that as well.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, wow, powerful. Well, thanks for sharing our first segment of our in-house historian, aka mommy. Right.
It's been a pleasure.
I love it. Well, we were hoping to have one more guest on our show, but I think we're just going to take the time to. To close out here as we continue to go through and give everybody some time back, you know, my voice is feeling better, but I can see it going away in and every now. But thank you, Kennedy, for pinch-hitting here and look like you're just a pure natural, right?
Oh.
Yeah, pure natural. You know, the exciting things going on. You know, I want our friends to continue to pray for us as a family. As well as followers of Christ and what he has as us all to do. You know, how you continue to support our efforts, please continue to support us in any type of way. Buy the book, and that definitely supports the ministry. And anything you can do is just spread the word along the way. How you find us, of course, on our website is Q Leadership, CUEleadership.com or .org. You can find us on Facebook in a variety of ways. One is The Leader in the Mirror. And as well as the OnQ Radio page, and we have events posting on our website and there each and every week. Continue to be in prayer for us and those who are always serving God, those who are struggling, those who are still on mission, trying to find their purpose, and especially prayer for us. New news for us. Continue to if things not if we're expecting this week that we were able to capitalize on jumping on a new station for with Salem Communications and 100.7 here in DFW. So we'll know in the next few days if we really kick that off. And we appreciate your prayers and doing so with that. Continue to dedicate this show to all the mothers, especially the hero moms in our lives. I talk about my mother. During the show, talked about my sisters. There's so many of them, not only just those that my blood sisters, but those around, but those are my five sisters. That one word that comes to my mind is testimonies. Each of them have different testimonies, and they're different high, strong, and loving sisters, and they all have a special role and special purpose in my life, and others have been around it. Pretty dynamic set of sisters. If you ever met them, been in a room with all of them together, love them to death. my wife, Todd, talked about my mother-in-law, Trish. There's not much more I can say, but I can. When one word that comes to mouth when I hear her is cover. She covers so much, and she has the inability not to give. There's just something about her, not to give all of herself. If she commits to you, she's going to give you all of herself, not part of herself. I've talked about my mother in so many different ways, as I shared earlier. And then I've talked about my better, I stopped saying better half, better 80%, my better 80. I'm trying to figure out the best word to say that because
better
she
80.
Is the better 80. And that's my 100%, my 100, right? So, you know, but we thank you. She's definitely always been one step ahead on us. You know, this has been On Cue. And as my mom would always say, if we live, Lord, spare, we'll talk to you next week. Get on cue with God's will. On cue and just calling on your life, which is purpose. Get others on cue with that purpose. So we'll close out with another friend of On Cue, Mr. Kevin Sport. We'll dedicate this show to all the mothers out there. This edition goes especially to those that outline, especially my mother. And happy birthday to our eldest Kennedy. And thanks, Mom, again for reminding me, because she's always one step ahead of me. So this is the song, One Step Ahead.
My verdict says behind every good man stands a good woman as part of the plan. But I grew up believing things should be even. We should walk through life hand in hand. So I gave her a ring, she took my name, and it didn't take long to see that when it comes to loving life and being my friend, she's always one step ahead of me. She's my light in the darkest night. She lifts me up in the toughest time. I can't believe I've got her in my life. Oh baby, it's easy to see that we'll always be one step ahead of me. She's a touch of old fashioned, a cup of compassion. She moves me to love like I never have. Words can't express how I feel inside, looking at the world through her loving eyes. She'll always be the better half of me. I know the world can see. When it comes to loving life and being my friend, she's always one step ahead of me. She's my life in the darkest night. She lifts me up in the toughest time. I can't believe I've got her in my life. Oh baby, it's easy to see you're right where you'll always be, one step ahead. She lifts me up in the toughest time. I can't believe I've got her in my life.